Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Michael Goodfriend, and I'm the executive producer of the Play On podcast. King Lear is such a complicated, intricate story. You can watch it over and over again. You can hear it over and over again. And there will still be things that you learn every time you see or hear this play. It's especially complex in our day and age. I wanted to talk to somebody who really knows this play inside and out, not just this play, but who also knows the person who translated it very well, Marcus Gardley. That person, Dr. Philippa Kelly, is resident dramaturg for the California Shakespeare Theater and resident dramaturg for Napa Shakes. Her dramaturgy credits include the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the Aurora Theater, and Word for Word. Dr. Kelly is chair and professor of English at the California Jazz Conservatory and professor at various University of California campuses, including Berkeley and Santa Cruz. She's published a ton of books, articles, and online materials. And the closest to her heart is called The King and I, a monograph that explores Australian culture and history through the lens of King Lear. She's received tons of awards, including the Fulbright, the Walter and Eliza Hall, Rockefeller, and Commonwealth Fellowships, and has also received fellowships from universities, including Australian National University, Oxford University. I'll stop there. I could go on and on. I wanted to bring her into this room today to talk about the Play On podcast series, King Lear. This is the second half of this interview. The Fool is such an incredible character. What are the roots of that character? Or is it completely a figment of Shakespeare's imagination?
Another beautiful question, Michael. So The Fool, as a sort of a court figure prior to Shakespeare, was very much a sort of a often rotund, cramming a lot of food into his mouth, making vulgar jokes. He was the kind of a figure that could, in a way, separate the regent momentarily from all of the fancy world and the structure of the court and allow the king or the queen to fall about laughing at vulgar jokes. But what Shakespeare did was to take that character, particularly once he got Robert Armin, who played from Twelfth Night onwards, so the late part of the 16th century onward through King Lear, and that actor, Robert Armin,
who took over as the sort of the funny guy in Shakespeare's company?
Yes, as Festy, and then, of course, as the fool in King Lear. And Robert Armin had an exquisite sensibility as well as this incredible comic timing. He also had a beautiful singing voice. And so Shakespeare was actually able to make the fool into the character who is the truth teller, who can tell truths that, for instance, Cordelia has not been able to get away with telling. So when Lear rejects Cordelia, he says, "I thought to set my rest on her kind nursery." And he finds actually that she doesn't give him what he wants. She says, how have my sister's husbands, if they say they love you all? So she basically makes a fool of him. He can't stand it. Whereas when the fool points out Leah's foolishness, because the fool is a figure of fun, Leah can hear it. And there's a moment when the fool tells Leah a very deep and troubling truth, and out of nowhere, Leah suddenly says, I did her wrong. And so the fool enables that space that humor can give, where Leah can put his toe into reality and feel the coldness of the water without freaking out and trying to banish that coldness.
Who's the person that you said it played the fool in Lear, the first fool?
So Robert Armin was the second fool, and the fool before him was Will Kemp.
Will Kemp.
And yeah, he had a sort of a split from the company and ended up kind of dancing his way up to Northern England. And so then Robert Armin really was able to bring even more depth and pathos to this comic role.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next Chapter Podcasts.